The terrorists' explanation for ISIS involvement in the Paris attack is that it was in revenge for the French participation in the war in Syria. Another explanation is that the attack was a recruiting tool. They're stalemated in Syria, and they use victory and the dream of an Islamic State as a recruiting tool. So they pulled off an attack that would be heard around the world to say to young Muslims, come help promote the dream. Actually, the two explanations are not inconsistent. They can both be true in the minds of different people, and sometimes even in the minds of the same people. But the two theories point in different directions. The revenge theory suggests that it would be better to stay out. The recruitment theory points to the value of simply defeating them. Recruits need something attractive to attach themselves to, and losers aren't very attractive. Some Americans want to solve the problem by more fighting. History should make us skeptical. Our record isn't very good in what are called asymmetrical wars, for some of the same reasons Americans were able to beat the British. Warriors who are not in uniform and practice sneak attacks are very hard to beat. And wars have unintended consequences. The Russian war in Afghanistan created the terrorist armies who later turned their arms against this country. Terrorists attacked the U.S. before we fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. Nevertheless, foreign wars increase the recruitment of terrorists. In Iraq and Afghanistan, we fought the wrong wars in the wrong places against the wrong enemies. We destabilized the region in ways that left much bigger problems for us. Syria is the latest maelstrom. So I'm convinced Obama had the right instinct to get out and try to stay out of the Middle East, especially by not putting boots on the ground. If fighting us is a recruitment ticket, staying away should be a good idea. But the larger question is whether there is a way to minimize our participation while defeating ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Unfortunately, the answer doesn't depend on us. The Iraqis and the Syrians are deeply divided, and the war doesn't seem to be uniting people in either country. The contending forces seem to fear each other as much or more than they do ISIS. If it's going to take a major war effort to defeat ISIS, I doubt this country has a taste for it. The economic costs would be huge. What economists call opportunity costs, the value of what we could have done with the same resources would be even larger. The lesson seems to be if they can't fight their own war, we shouldn't be trying to fight it for them. Then again, there's the army of refugees. Immigrants have been offered citizenship in the past in exchange for joining in war efforts. Can the able-bodied among the refugees be turned into a credible and united fighting force? Are enough of them willing? And against whom would they turn their weapons? Would they be a mirror of those already fighting, or would they be the only people from the area who could fight for broader and more ecumenical objectives? The humanitarian in me says they've already been through enough. The utilitarian in me wants the most effective way to end the problem with the least damage in both the short and long term. The skeptic in me thinks it's another bad idea. So I think we have four options. Withdrawal, a big war, a deal among the major powers in the region, including Iran, or arming the refugees while trying to stay away. But it's a heck of a set of bad choices. Thanks, George.